Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Yud Zayin. Kilayim daf Yud Zayin, and we are on the top of Yud Zayin. And Aleph, we're talking about the space that's required for distance between fields, between strips of field. Remember, fields require much more, a base core, because you have to make sure that the fields look separate. But strips of fields, even if it's less than that, that would be good enough. That's what our Mishnah said. As long as you have two amos in between a strip of a field for a length of two amos, that would be good enough. Rebbe had a more machmer shita on yesterday's daf. But that is how we understood the Mishnah, that the Shi'urim of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel were similar. Shlosha Shlamim Shel Pasiach, or Maloha Ol Hasharoni. Both of those were similar, about two amos wide. And we said two amos length, that would be the shear. And then after that, it could taper and get even smaller and be right next to each other. That wouldn't be a problem, because Kilei Zerayim does not go by Yanika. It goes by how it looks, as we saw in many of the sources yesterday, and as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, more today. So the Gemara asks, what if you have a very small field? The whole field is just a couple of amos. You still need the same shiurim, or is it ratioed to smaller? So Rabbi Elazar Shaal, Haisa Sadek Tana Mahu. Meaning, how long would you need between a very small field? Marafolda, ad heichan sarich lios meitzer v'holech. How long can it taper? Lefi sharosh shari rabbanan, shirazu shir l'ktana ad ruba, as we'll see, the other rabbanan give a shir that's majority of the length of the field. Or even less than that for a small field. So back to the Gemara. So what about small? So you learn from the following. Right, this brisa is quoted a shita that said by a big field it's 50 amos, which is the besa, right? 50 amos. Ubiktana api ruba. And by Ktana, the heker is less than that, as long as it's the majority of the length of the field. So says the Gemara. Maim elu shiradu shir la gdola loradu shir la Ktana. Just like in that brisa, they give a shir for the gdola, they say 50. And the Ktana, they just say rov. They didn't give a shir. Chachabim shalom nasu shir la gdola. Lo kashke shalom yidu shir la Ktana. So also, the Chachabim, who argue on that 50 amos amount, would be mako by the Ktana and not require the shear, the length and the width of the shear that the Gedola needs. So you would make it smaller in measurement, and you would need less to separate. Remember, all these shear, the Rambam says, are sliding scale based on what it looks like and based on what Chazal received in Misora and figured out themselves. Says the Right, that's what the Rav Chaim Gnievsky also understands the question as Sadek Tana Shein Barka Beis Amos. The whole field is not two amos long. So you can't say that it has to start out, you're going to say it has to start out with two amos and then it's going to get less. That's not what we would have, that's not what we know. Im Yochal Asos, Beis Meisharim Mishnei Minim, Acha Shein Yochal Lahachik, Beis Amos, Al Beis Amos Kedin. Right, if you taper, you won't have the length and the width of two amos, so can you? So the answer was that you can. And as long as it's distance al pinei ruba, that amount, that would be okay. Good. Now we start the world of Reish Tor. The world of Reish Tor, which we've, or Rosh Tor, as we have mentioned earlier, what Rosh Tor is, some type of, the Rambam says here, the Pirshei Mishnayos, the Tor is based on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, a type of a jewelry, but it basically is the corner and the angle of the field, which is right next to another one, but it's clearly, it looks like two different fields. Like we said, like a square and a diamond next to each other, because it's like a square that's diagonal, so it looks like separate fields. So, says the Mishnah, Hayarosh Tor Chita V'nichnas B'doch Shel Sa'orim. If you have a field of wheat and a field of barley, and they're right next to each other, but one of them is Rosh Tor to the other one, right? It is diagonally connected. Mutter, Bebeshu Nira Kisov Sadeu. It's mutter because it's clear what the end of the field is. At the edge where they're touching, it's clear that that's the end of the field, of the Chitim, and therefore there is no problem of Kilai Zraim. No problem of Kilai Zraim. The Rambam quotes this, in Hilchas Kilayim, but the Rambam adds on another case. Rambam is on another case. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'chein im haisa zavis shel zera ze nogaas bitzela shel zera ha'acher." Right, that's our case. You have the corner, the zavis, the corner of one zera touches the tzela, the side of another one. B'toch sadeyu, harizeh mutter, b'reishehe nirin muvdalin zemizeh. Because they appear as separate one from the other. And then the Rambam says, v'yein sarach lomar, and surely, kal v'chomer, im haisa zavis shal zera zeh, no gaz b'zavis shal zera ha'acher. What if it's not a corner touching the side of a field, but it's two corners? You make them all in diamonds. So the two diamond corners are touching each other. The Rambam says, for sure that would be good. Says the Rambam, that for sure would be okay. The Radvaz comments on this Rambam. First of all, he quotes the Pirsha Mishnayis, the Pirsha Beidu Tar Hainu Tachshit Sheyasimu Hanashim Ba'aznehem, a type of earring, quote, Tore Zav Naselach, V'tavniso Mishulash, it's like a triangle, V'yalken Yikra Zavis HaMechudedes, V'kol Tavnis Rosh Tor. And that's what he quotes. V'yim Tomar, says the Radvaz, so why do we have later on in this parak? Also, we have the same exact halacha by Yerakos. Right, what here is by chitim and sar. Why would you repeat the same by Yerakos? Hayrosh tur Yerak nechaz atok sada Yerak acher muter v'tar sula malei yeshlomer dafilu Yerakos sha'alehem aruchim mati roshtar. Even by vegetables which have very leafy, wide leaves, that would be muter. And then he makes a comment. V'yein sarach lomar im shte azavios magio zilazu v'hutzrach lichtov kein, says the Radvaz. Why does Arma have to say the case of the two angles next to each other? The Mishnah just gave the case of the angle next to the side. Why does Arma have to say both? V'hutzrach lichtov kein dahava mina rosh tor hapogea bitzela nikar yafe. If you have a corner that goes to a side, that's clearly two separate fields. One is this way and one is that way. So then you would say that's for sure it doesn't look like it's together. But if you have two corners, kiva chaim tsura achas, eino nikar kalkach, you might have thought that maybe not. Maybe it's not so nikar. If it's not a side next to a corner. Kamash v'la, no, the opposite. That it's a kalvachomer, that would be okay. Not only if it's a corner next to a side, but surely it looks even more separate in this way, says the Rambam, according to the Radvaz. And we would pashtus, this is a kalvachomer leheter, right? We say kalvachomers leheter, kalvachomer leisser as well. But this is a kalvachomer leheter, kalvachomer leisser. We have the principle of ein onshin min hadin. Right, Machlokas Tanoim, whether Onshin or Ein Onshin B'Adin, Gemara discusses it at the beginning of Maseches Makos. But the Rambam here definitely uses a Kalvachomer based on his own Svar. We know that one can do that. Right, Rashi and Tosfos, if you remember, of the Machlokas in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, whether a person for sure cannot darshit a Kalvachomer, Gzeir Sheva by himself. Ein Adam Dam Gzeir Sheva Me'atzmo. Why? Because that's the Besorah. The Ramban in the Shrushim says that it has to be that way, because whenever you have a large book, you're definitely going to have to repeat words. And therefore, if we allow anyone who wants to say Gzeir Shava, then the whole thing would fall away, would become a joke. It says the word S here, it says the word S there. Of course, it says the word, Vayomer. It has to repeat words, so it can't be that Gzeir Shava is given over to anyone. So therefore, it has to be based on Misora. Yes, the Rishonim say, the Ramban says, the Meiri writes this in a few places also, that not every detail of every Gzeir Shava was given from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because after all, how could you ever then have a machlokas about a Gzeir Shava? Certain words were given Omer b'misora, that these words would be used for Gzeir Shavas. So then the question is, what do you compare? There are two choices of the Parsha that you could compare this to. So that's, you have a little flexibility in terms of which parsha do you compare it to? But at root, Gzeir Shava is b'misora. Kalvachomer is for sure not b'misora. Why? Because Kalvachomer is based on logic. And if it's based on logic, so then I don't need a misora for that. I can use my logic. Like the Rambam here uses his logic to make a Kalvachomer for the Rosh Tor, Keneged Rosh Tor. What about all the other midos? So that's the machlokas. See, machlokas, Rashi Tosfos there, whether everything is like a kalvachomer and gzeir shava is different, or everything is like a gzeir shava and kalvachomer is different. Again, this is all bimei chazal. And maybe the Rishonim could extend it a little bit. It's not really for us to The other midos for sure, right? There are a number of cases where a rishon or a gaon makes up a drasha, sheeps to make up a drasha, mehachal chemish bakama, right? The idea that you have to stand up for birchas mitzvah, I think that's not found in Chazal anywhere, to great bakama el bakoma, but the bakavachomer for sure, can be darshan by all. Interesting discussion in the poskim. 2 points. Number one, what is the svara for ein onshin min hadin? If kavachomer is based on a, svara, so why would you say that it is limited? Right, kavachomer is a good svara, so why wouldn't you be able to punish? Why couldn't Bezdin use a kavachomer to punish? So, three or four different approaches in the Mefarshim. If you look in the Lekach Tov, Rabbi Yosef Engel in Klal Beis, he quotes three different opinions in Dibur Maschil V'ulam Bahazvara Samachlokas. So he quotes there that Yesh Gimel Ta'amim No Da'im. There are three known reasons, and then he gives a fourth one. He says three known reasons. Number one, Aleph, Shahamida Misura Kach. That's the Misura. Just like we have a Misura of other Dinim, not based on Svaras, this is a Misura too. Even if something looks like it could be based on a svara, but the extension of that and how far you apply it, that's mida misora. Number one. Number two, since you are applying from the kal to the chamor, and the chamor is always more stringent, al kain ulai eno mischaper baonish ashel malamed v'tzorach onish hachamor yoser. Maybe it wouldn't be good enough, the punishment that we would want to give the chomer based on the kal v'chomer from the cow, maybe that wouldn't be good enough. V'kiva de'ibeschaper ba'onesh asher malamein. And since the onesh wouldn't be enough, l'chein ein lahanisho l'chinam. You can't give him some punishment that wouldn't be good enough. Because the purpose of an onesh, shetachlos kal onesh u'rak l'chapara sachote. It's based on the kapara of the chote. Therefore, if it's not going to be good enough, then there's no reason to give it. And that is what the Marasha quotes in Sanhedrin Saba Gimel, based on the Smag. The Smag writes, the Svara for the line in Chazal, there in Sanhedrin Saba Gimel, that if somebody is Chayiv Misa for giving their children over to Molech, but the Pasuk says, Mizaro la Molech, and the Gemara Darchins, Mizaro velo Kolzaro. Only if somebody gives some of their children to Molech, but if somebody gives all their children to Molech, so then they are Pater. So ask the Smag, is that a kal v'chomer? If somebody gives some of their children to Molech, of course. If they give all their children, it's even more terrible. So says the Smag, you're right, it's more terrible. But who knows if the Chiyav Misa is going to give them a kapara then. So therefore you can't give them the Chiyav Misa because you don't want to give them a Chiyav Misa and they don't even get kapara with it. So that is why we don't apply din and punishment based on a kal v'chomer. That also is used by the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus, where the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe that's one of the svaras for Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa, or better, Harguein Haragin. Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa, interestingly, right, we think that that sounds like a real Chazal. Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa. That's not a Chazal anyway, that's Rashi. Rashi ala Torah. And Rashi also, maybe in Masechet Makos a little bit, makes up that drasha. The Gemara only says Harguein Haragin. Which nafgamina could be then? What about Malchus? That's the Rachlo, that's the discussion in the Rashidus Rambam in Hilchas Eidus. Do you say Kasher Zaman lo Kasher Asa when it comes to Malchus? But the Kesef Mishnah there in Hilchas Eidus says that's the Svara. If the Eidim were actually successful in punishing this Nidon, then we are not going to give them the punishment that they wanted to give. Isn't it the opposite? Gadol Avano Min So? He says the Kesef Mishnah, no, it's even worse, and therefore we don't even know if this punishment would be suffice for the Edom Zomim, and therefore we don't give it to them. So the Kesef Mishnah uses that smag. Obviously the Kesef Mishnah is not going to use the Marsha. The Marsha was after the Kesef Mishnah, but based on that smag relating to the Isser of Molech. That's number two. Number three, says the Lekach Tov now, it's Klal Beis, Gimel Yesh, Shema Yesh Pirch Ala Kavachomer. Since there might be a pircha the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is based on logic. Maybe I could come up with a different logic that you don't agree with, right? So three different opinions about why we would say ein onshin min hadin, and they're not just three opinions. That could be nafka minas based on the opinion too. What about in dini mamonis? Do you say onshin min hadin by dini mamonis? So again, if you say this is the midah was given period, so then maybe you wouldn't be able, right? If you say it's based on a pircha, maybe you'll have the logic won't work. So even by din mamonos, you should say einocha, because it's still a safek, and you would say abos mechaber levaraya. But if you say, well, he won't be get a kapara with the lesser punishment, but here it's yishpachal b'sayimana, at least by mamonos, he should pay. He should pay at least part of it in that case. By din mamonos. What about goyim? What about by Bnei Noach? Do we say Onshin Menadin? The Ginez Vardim discusses this. If you say Chashin Lepircha, so too by Bnei Noach. You never, if you're always Chashin Lepircha, you'll never say it. So you have to worry about that even by Bnei Noach. But if you say Einu Miskaper Bonesh Akal, right? If they say that, so maybe we would give an Onesh to Bnei Noach. Maybe that wouldn't apply. Okay, other Nafkaminas as well. Relating to that. The other point to mention, just one other source related to this, and that is the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, where the Kesef Mishnah discusses the relationship between Onshin Min Adin and Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis that if you look at the Torah very carefully, the Torah talks about Beferish, touching Tuma, and Ohel Tuma. But Tumas Masa, carrying the Tumah, is not Beferish in the Torah. You learn it from Misora. You learn it from Ipi Hashmua, says the Rambam. And the Rambam's Lashon is, Fekal V'chomer Hadvarim. Kal V'chomer. If Nevela, a piece of an animal that was died without Shechita, if Nevela, which is only Tameh for a day, and is not Mitameh Ba'ohel, is Mitameh Ba'masa. So surely a mace, which is Mitameh, which is a Tame for 7 days. Uma nevela shemago tumas erev masa tumas erev afa mesu shemago tumas shiva baso tumas shiva. Meaning tumas masa by mace is not beferish. And then Rambam says v'yirali shezesh shasak mimena akasav kederach shasak. The Torah doesn't say beferish masa, just like the Torah doesn't say the isra arayis of daughter. It only says the isra of daughter's daughter. It doesn't say daughter. And also, the Rambam's third example, so the Torah doesn't say about the issur of eating basar b'chalav, it just says about cooking basar b'chalav. So too, it doesn't say anything about tumas masa b'meis, it's included, kol shekein maso. So 1 second, he has the Kesef Mishnah. Ein ocha ben adin. So how do you give a punishment for masa, or bas, or achilas basar b'chalav? So the Kesef Mishnah says, those aren't really kavachomers. Those are really what we call gilui milsa. It's included. When the Torah says daughter's daughter, it includes daughter. It's not an external limud. It includes, when it says cooking basar b'chalav, it includes the eating of basar b'chalav. That's a crucial Kesef Mishnah here, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, here in Hilchos Tumas Meis. Okay, and a little bit about Kal V'chomer. How do we get into this? Through the Kal V'chomer of the Rambam. The Rambam says that not only is Rosh Tor neged a tsela, neged a side, is that going to be mutter, but even a Rosh Tor, keneged Rosh Tor, that's also going to be mutter. And the Kirat Vaz says, pointed out that Kal V'chomer, that you could have said the other way, but he says Kal V'chomer, it's mutter. Okay. Says the Mishnah, now we continue. Shalochi levishal chavero min acher. What if I have wheat, my friend has barley? Mutter lismoch lo be'oso amin. I am allowed to put a whole row of barley at the edge of my wheat field. Why? Because it's right next to my friend's barley field. So it looks like it's just an extension of that barley field. So even if you only had my field here, it would be usser, because I'm planting wheat right next to barley. But because my friend's field is here, my barley looks like it's an extension of his barley, and therefore it is mutter. Says the Marafolda, Mebneshu nira ki'ilu hubami sada chavero, v'nirim kisof sada chavero. That is mutter. Next, shelo chitim v'shel chaveru chitim. What if we all have wheat? I have wheat and you have wheat. Mutter lismuch lo telam shel pishtan. I'm allowed to plant one furrow, one row of flax, a flax seed, in between my wheat field and your wheat field. V'lo telam shel minacher, but not any other. Not any other. The Gemara, Ben Shem on tomorrow's daf, will talk about what's the uniqueness of pishtan. That's our the explanation that we have. The Marafolda already, clues us in a little bit, because sometimes people plant flax just to test out if the ground is good for this, and not that you're actually interested in the planting of the seed. You're just checking if it's going to take, if this is the type of ground that's good, right? The Chazal say that different grounds are good for different types of growths, and therefore, if you put the pishdan in, that's why it's mutter to put one row, but not any other min. Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Zera Pishav Echad Kol Minim. Rabbi Shimon says no, either one, pishdan or all minim, are what? So the Pnei Moshe here says it's all mutter. Rabbi Shimon is lakula. Shimon is lakula. It's all mutter, right? Mutter lismoch mutter lismoch lo. Shederach lizrom yimenu. If you look in the Rosh also, the Rambam says they're both, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's machmir, they're both Aser. The Marafolda starts by saying Aser on the Mishnah, but later on in the Gemara, he's going to say Mutter like the Rosh. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the first opinion, the Tanakhama says you can put one row of Pishtan. Rabbi Shimon says no, you can put any row of one seed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, even more Lakula, he always like the Tanakhama that you could just put Pishtan, but he says it doesn't have to be at the edge. Doesn't have to be at the edge, it could be even in the middle. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afbemsa Sadeo Mutter Livdok Betelem Shel Pishtan. He already has that word that clues us into what we're going to be, why the Hether is going to be there. Mutter Livdok. Mutter Livdok. We will see. The Gra also says here that this is a Bedika, and that's why flax is going to be Mutter. Says the Gra, let's do a little more, and then we'll talk a little bit about neighbors, who the Mishnah is talking about. Rish Lakish, Rib Chizkiya, Rish Lakish, the name of Chizkiah, said, we had this already once or twice, Rosh Torah Mechur Vamutor. Not only as in the Mishnah's case, where you planted the Rosh Torah, you planted two fields with this Rosh Torah connection. One is straight and one is sideways, like diagonally. And not only is that Mutter, Rish Lakish says, the name of Chizkiah, but even if you had two fields that were planted Be'isser, two Be'isser fields right next to each other, and then you... one of the fields was destroyed, and the only thing that's left is a Rosh Torah next to the friend's field, that's mutter now, because now it's in a state of heter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says no. Lo shana elahaya Rosh Torah. It's only mutter if at the time that you planted B'shas Zriya, there was a Rosh Torah. Ha Rosh Torah, but Mechor V'Aser. No, in Rish Lakish's case, I don't think it would be good once it's Aser, so then you'd have to do something totally new to rip it out to start again. Another heter, Chizkiya Amar, Misha Yeshlo Beis Rova Avakalshu. What if I have a whole field of a Beis Rova, and then I have a little bit sticking out, Akalshu. So then that also, Reish Lakish would say, that could be viewed as a Rosh Torah. Also, Kalshu, Zorei Latocho, Kal Min Sheyirtze. That little bit sticking out, I could plant whatever I want, because it's clearly, it looks like a separate area. If it looks like a separate area, so it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan again says, no, you go by the Shah Zariya. No, that little piece sticking out has to be the same type as the larger field. As the Pnei Moshe explains, it's too small and insignificant to be considered its own area, and therefore it's batel to the larger, even if it's sticking out. The sphere leila Rabbi Yochanan, Sha'af al pi shachala kumea beis rova, even though it looks somewhat separate from the beis rova, Ho'el ve'eino ela kol shehu, since it's only a drop, batel agabe beis rova, ukisada achas chashivi. It's one sada, it's connected, and therefore you have to only plant the same min. Again, this might be a different svara than the earlier of Yochanan, who said once it doesn't start off as a Rosh Torah, you can't make it into a Rosh Torah if it's from a chorva. But here, Rabbi Yochanan says this is very small. Amar b'zi'ira u'mode Rabbi Yochanan though would be mode shemhaya beis rova u'mechsa. Rabbi Yochanan would agree to the following kula. If you have a base rova umechsa, so you have three, let's say, half rovas in a row. So what you're allowed to do is, she was orei a chatzi rova mikan, a chatzi rova mikan, you could plant two of the outside half rovas, leaving the middle one empty, oso chatzi rova, and that middle one, nidon lakan o lakan. As we're going to see later on, and I think we mentioned B'ez Hashem yesterday or the day before, you need a whole base rova between two fields. But here, Rabbi Yochanan would be mekel. Even though there's only a half a rova between the two half a rova fields, the half a rova in the middle could be mitztaref to the other one and make it significant in its own right, and therefore it could be mutter to do it in this case, right? That's what the Mara Folde explains. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to this heter. The chati rova shebe emsa ein azrua klal. The middle half a rova is not planted at all. Vehi mitztarefes lahaygisa. It's mitzaref to each side. V'havi lebeis rova makom chashuv v'chein leidach gisa u'mutarin. Right? That's what you would be able to have, but not the case of the kalshu. That would not be good enough. It's interesting. we're talking about what is done between two neighbors, and if I could plant my Rosh Tar neged you, and having a row at the end of my field, is all about different halachas of and basic behavior regarding neighbors. The Rambam has a lot of halachas in Hilchas Shechinim. Hilchas Shechinim. Interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Shechinim, I think it's only one of four halachos that the halachas of the Rambam do not have one mitzvah in them. Right? The Rambam says Hilchas Shechinim inyan elu. Inyan Elu. He starts off in the Koteret. Usually the Koteret of almost every set of halachas, the Rambam tells us which mitzvahs he's going to discuss in this set of halachas. But the Rambam here in Hilchos Shechinim does not say that. The Rambam says, Inyan Elu, ha-halachos, leida din chilaka karkos bein ha-shutfin, v'archokas nezek olechan mehem, keeping away damages from each other, Mishcheino umibal hametzer shalo. V'did bal hametzer talks about the bar mitzvah, about selling to your neighbors. So that's Hilchos Shechinim. Hilchos Shechinim, the Rambam has no mitzvah. Where else is this? So three of them are right here in Sefer Kinyan. One after another after another. The Rambam has Hilchos Shechinim, as we just read, and then he has Hilchos right before that. Before Hilchos Shechinim, Hilchos Chiyum Matana. And again, Inyan Elu. He usually starts off with Yesh Bichlalan, this amount of mitzvahs. But here, Hilchos Chiyum Matana, Inyan Elu, Leida, Zochem and Hefker, Vehech Yikne, Vehbameh Yikne. Number two, Hilchos Shechinim. Number three, Hilchos Shluchin Veshutfin. These three in a row. Inyan Elu, Halachas, Leida, Ditshlucha Shaladam, Vishutafo. As the Rambam's also a genius, he puts Shluchin and Shutfin together. Chazal don't have them together. We're so used to it because we're influenced by the Rambam. But the Rambam has Shliach and a Shutaf. He puts it together. Right? Shutfin is at the end of Bamitziah. Shluchin is in Kiddushin and in Gittin and elsewhere. But the Rambam puts it together. So those are three. Those are three. There's one other that I found, and that's Hilchos Kalim. Hilchos Kalim in Sefer Torah talks all about also Inyan Elu. Ha-halachos. Leida Kalim Shemakavlon Tumah. Mikol Elu Atmeos. Shein Makavlon Tumah. The Ketzah. So those four areas of halacha, which are not based on a mitzvah in the Rambam, but just in Yanim. All other halachos, I think, have some type of mitzvah. Some of them are Durabanan. Right? Hilchas Chanukah u'Megillah is Durabanan. Hilchas Erevin is Durabanan. But all the other ones are based on at least mitzvos, except for these four. But that's have to do with inyanim of Shechinim and dealing with each other, which a lot of it is based on Svara, according to Chazal. Dina de Bar Mitzvah might be a Din D'Araisa, might be a Din D'Rabbanan, Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam talks about that at the end of Sefer Shechinim. We'll see if there's more time, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Matiza Bliga Rabbi Yochanan, the following Braisa seems to go against Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'ilosh de'sados, achaz rachita, achaz rasorim. There are two fields, one of wheat and one of barley, and there's a base rova in between. I'm allowed to, all the way in the middle, right exactly in the middle of these two fields, one of wheat, one of barley, I can make a thin row, a thin strip, mutter lahavi telem bein tayim, you could bring a furrow right in the middle, velizroa achas chita v'achasara. One side, on the side of your wheat field, have a little thin strip of wheat, and the side of your barley field have a little strip of barley. V'pnei shachitim nirim, nireis kisof sadeo shalachitim, because the wheat side can be looked at as the end of the wheat field, v'saorim kisof sadeo shal saorim. And the barley side could be looked at as the edge of the barley field. So ma'avir l'Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So if each one is looked at as a little sticking out of the other field, but every one should be a kol shehu legabe the other field. Like the little thin wheat strip should be looked at least as a kol shehu of sticking out of the barley. And Rabbi Yochanan just said that kol shehu sticking out has to be the same type as the field itself. So what would Rabbi Yochanan say about this braisa? So Potter, look, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He would say like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Afilu chita achar chita nechnechas letoch shos orim. Even if you have a little thin wheat seeds going into a barley field, v'sora achar sora nechnechas letoch chitim, mutter. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if you have a little strip of one line of seeds going into the other one, it's allowed. Why? Not that we pass it this way, but he holds this aloud. Bipnei shachita achar chita nechnech zatochsal shaorim chitim. The wheat going in is considered an extension of the wheat field. We had that word in the Gra says. And a little barley line going into the wheat line, we can still look at it as the barley field. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a resh tor from another field, but he does hold of an extension from the field itself. From the field itself, like we said, he could have it from the same type. And therefore, he would allow it if it's the same type. Avalim haisa chita achas muvlas atok shel saorim. Osara achas muvlas b'shal chita raiza asar. If it's totally embedded inside, so one seed, so that's a problem. That's not an extension. It's not a line that comes from the other field, but it's just one embedded, so that would be... I'm not going to agree that would be usher. So that's why this case would be different. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he would hold like that heter of Elazar ben Yaakov that you can have a little extension. The Rosh Tar from another one, right, if it didn't start off as Rosh Tar, it wouldn't be allowed. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And if there is a Kol Shehu, it has to be from the same field. But here in these Kol Shehus would be extensions from the other fields. And if there are little extensions of the other fields, so therefore, that's why he would agree and say it would be okay. Okay, we'll stop here. 17 daf done here, Baruch Hashem, in Maseches Kelayim.